and he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Everybody, welcome to another live Monday edition of Vegas Nonstop. I am your co-host, Jeffrey with a G. We have an unbelievable show for you today in studio with us, head coach of Running Rebel Football, Mr. Sanchez, Tony Sanchez. Coach Sanchez is here with us. Also with us, journalist and photographer, Heather Vale.
Hello.
And with me, as always, for the last 18 years, just about, the master of mayhem. Longer. The Ambassador Fund and the Wizard of Whoopi, Jonathan J. Scott.
Hey, boys and girls, moms and dads, and children of all ages, welcome to another exciting adventure of Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Happy Monday, everybody, and we're glad to be here. We appreciate you taking the time out of your day. We're going to talk about lots of stuff, including the Running Rebels. We're going to talk about the Vegas Bowl. We're going to talk about NFL. We're going to talk about NHL, and we're going to talk about Jared, our board operators, losing a bet and dressing like a girl in the studio today. But first off, Jeffrey with a G, how was your weekend? I missed it to Vegas Bowl, but
how.
I know you were there.
I was there. I don't know how I missed you. Every year we're very fortunate to go to this game. It's one of the preeminent sporting events here in Las Vegas every year. Our good friend John Cesenti, the director of the Las Vegas Bowl, always does an unbelievable job year after year. And this year was just the same, if not better than
my
ever
first
before.
Time. It was my first time.
How much fun was it?
It was a blast. You know, all the hospitality that was there and the tents that were set up before the game. It was very well orchestrated. I love seeing the marching bands. You know, I'm not, I've said I'm not that much of a college football
fan,
Tony.
Well, let's see if we can change that.
But you're going to have to change that. I'm going to have the Running Rebel experience soon enough. But it was a blast, and we had a great time, and appreciate John Cesenti hosting us and watching the
game. If you think about all the different projects that he's juggling at once while that whole program is going on, it's actually unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a big production.
It is.
And it was my first time at Sam Boyd Stadium, too. So I thought it was
really?
Nice. Yeah, I thought it was
first
nice.
Time?
Yeah.
So obviously you haven't been too many of our games.
No, obviously.
We got to change that, too.
Listen, Sam Boyd, it's a bit of a ride out there, but once you're in the stadium, it's a wonderful, wonderful experience. And what John does with the boys, our friends up at Nellis, flying over right after the national anthem, I mean, you feel like you are in and you are, but like, you feel like you're watching Ohio State, Michigan. You know, it's that kind of an atmosphere.
It was very cool. The flag taking over the whole field was great.
Oh, yeah.
The flyover was very cool. The marching bands were great. I did think that that ASU had a better marching band. Even though they lost the game, I thought their band was better.
Well, chances are they have a little bit of a bigger budget than Fresno. I'm just guessing
they
coming
broke
from
into
the Pac-12.
They had me at Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a great
weekend. The game itself was great, right? It was tied at 17 at halftime. The second half, Fresno took over as most people thought they would. You know, top 25 team, 11-2 coming into the game. And Arizona State has nothing to be ashamed of. They really held their own for three quarters, and Fresno pulled away in the end.
Well, I was holding my own until we left. Tony Sanchez, born January 25th. That's Melissa's birthday. Head coach of the UNLV Rebels, Sanchez, was hired by the Rebels on December 8th, 2004. Who's Melissa? Yeah.
Yeah.
He was previously the head football coach at Bishop Gorman High School. So this is your fifth season?
Yeah. Going into year five, just finished year four, yeah.
And you started at Bishop Gorman. So, going from high school to college, what was the biggest transition for that? Not being able to hit the kids?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, we've been trying not to do that. But you know what? It's not a huge transition football-wise. When you look at a lot of the guys that have made those jumps, Gus Malzahn, and he immediately became the offensive coordinator right out of high school. You look at the head coach now at Tennessee, went right from Hoover High to Alabama, ended up being the D.C. So the X's and O's not much different. It's just there's a lot more to juggle when it comes to running the program. You're running a program, off about $6 million, and you got a large staff you got to hire and manage. You got to make sure our guys are taking care of their stuff academically, socially, and building a program that's really been a bad program for a long, long time. So it was a hell of a challenge, and it's been fun, and we've made a lot of progress and fired up to continue to do so.
I thought that the transition was an easier one for you, given that you had been in Vegas for so long. You knew so many locals coming from Bishop Gorman and all the people that supported that program for so long. I mean, I think you were, what, 85-5 when you were there? Is that right?
Yeah, something like that. We won a bunch of games.
A national championship. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty impressive for... You know, when people look at Vegas, they don't think of us as like this big football town. But
yeah.
Let me tell you something: between baseball, football, golf, we got a ton of talent coming out of here.
There's
a ton
no doubt.
Of talent.
And I've been here now 10 years, and so you're right. That was that really helped with the transition, especially just knowing people in town and getting the support you needed. That's one of the biggest things that we struggled with over the years, was having no real investment in infrastructure, you know, in our football program. And now with the new football facility under construction, getting ready to finish up in April, it's 80,000 square feet. It's got an academic center, obviously new weight room, medical facilities and such. Now with the Raiders moving to town too, which we didn't bank on, now you're moving into a state-of-the-art stadium right there off Las Vegas Boulevard. So it's an exciting time.
Absolutely. And you and I were talking off air just before we came on how that this new facility is going to help you draw better talent when it comes to recruiting and things like that.
Well, it is. I mean, really, when you're out there and you're in these recruiting battles, everybody's showing off all the nice stuff that they have. And it's hard when, you know, you're recruiting a kid and it comes down to the wire and they're choosing another school based on a facility or a stadium or something like that. So this year has been great. This is the first time we've actually had hard hats on and we're walking through the facility with the recruits and their families. It's made a big difference.
I would imagine, right? These kids walk in, they're like, oh my goodness, where are we? Like, is this Nebraska? Is this, you know, they think they're one of the, you know, top five programs in the country. That's great.
It just really shows what a missing piece that was. And now it's not a missing piece. It's right there.
That's fantastic.
Now, Heather asked a good question before the show, and I don't have the answer to it.
Well, how about if I ask it now?
Go ahead.
What's the difference between college football and NFL as far as how the game is played, the energy around it?
Well, you know what? I like college football because I like the pageantry of it all and the history and there's tradition. And, you know, I mean, something like we played USC this last year and they're on year like 126 of football. I mean, that's a lot of history there. So that's really exciting. You know, football is just a little bit more of a business. I mean, it's the elite players in college football from the last 10 to 12 years. It's a fast physical game, but it is more of a business. And I really have enjoyed the college atmosphere.
So, you know what? There's been a lot of controversy in recent years about head injuries when it comes to especially young kids when they're playing football. What's your perspective on that?
You know what? I think there's risk in everything. When you look at the data, the national data in athletics, there are sports that are really surprising to people. So, for example, you take soccer, right? Soccer has higher concussion rate than football does.
Really?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, men and women's soccer.
I think they have more broken
football.
Legs, I would think.
Yeah, they do. They have quite a few, you know. But there's going to be risk in everything. But I tell you what, you know, the lessons you learn playing football, the physicality that it takes, the amount of time and effort you need to put in, it's the greatest team sport that there is. I mean, you got 105 guys on a team, you got 11 starters on offense, on defense, special teams, and you have to really learn to work with other people in order to have success. You're really relying on so many people in order for you to have success. And I'll tell you what, those lessons are needed in this day and age so much.
And not just in sports.
Who was your mentor?
You know what, Mike? I mean, coaches that have I've worked for and worked with and played for, you know, Mike Alcott, my high school coach, actually retired here in Las Vegas. He stands on our sidelines all the time. Worked with a guy named Kelly McKee, who really taught me some great organizational skills. I've had some really good friends that have really kind of lent a helping hand. Pat Hill, who formerly was at Fresno State. David Cutcliffe, who's at Duke. I mean, those guys are always available when you need to reach out and talk to them. So there's a good handful of them.
Did you ever think about going pro?
As a player? We all do.
Everybody, you always think about that.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a funny story because I got done playing, did my pro day and all that stuff, and, you know, didn't really get any bites. And then I worked out for a Canadian football team, a couple of them. And the last time I worked out, I went to San Jose, and I'm in line getting ready to run a 40. And there's a guy sitting there in line with cutoff jean shorts. And at that moment, I realized it's over. Out of this line, I'm not running against this guy. You kidding me? So that was it for me. Went into coaching.
Forgive me for not knowing. Where did you grow up playing football?
So I grew up in Livermore, California.
Okay.
Played football, Granada High School, and then I started off at Laney Community College in Oakland.
Okay.
Got a scholarship and was wide receiver at New Mexico State. And funny enough, the last game I ever played was against UNLV at Sam Boyd.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So how did you end up in the CFL?
I didn't end up in the CFL. I was working out for those teams to try
working
to get the CFL.
Working out for, okay. Yeah. But why, the CFL, though? That's the, like, why?
Glad because I didn't get invited to any of it.
Okay. Let's try the next video.
You got two Canadians here.
Yeah, by the way, we're both Canadians, so I'm familiar. It. But who'd you try out for in the CFL?
The Winnipeg Blue Bombers and British Columbia Lions.
There's a team called the Blue Ballers?
Yeah.
Blue Bombers! Bombers!
Bombers.
Oh, that's blue ballers. See what happens when I don't get a headset?
Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable, this guy.
Look at Jared. He's like shaking his furry head there.
Coach, let's talk about this upcoming year. Obviously, a lot of excitement around it. Like we just said, the way you guys finished off the season, Rodgers being healthy again, 5 touchdowns in that UNR game. He's going to be a junior. This is like his moment to shine, obviously, health, you know, provided he stays healthy, which is what we're hoping for. You are losing an unbelievable running back who I believe is now the all-time leading rusher in Mountain
number
West.
He's number two all-time leading rusher in our school history, but he has all-time touchdown record.
There you go. Yeah. So he's going to be a loss, but you have a great recruiting class coming in. Yep. I think I was just reading 11 of your 17 recruits are 3 stars or better. You got some guys on defense, an offensive lineman that's transferring over. What are you guys looking to do this year? I mean, obviously, we want to go to a bowl game.
Yeah.
How are we going to change some of the strategies on both sides of the ball to sort of get over that, you know, 4-8 or 500 hump that we've sort of kept hitting? Like, it's there, but you just don't get over it.
Yeah, we got to get over that hump. There's no doubt. Part of the big thing is we got to stay healthy. And some of that's luck, and, you know, some of it's creating more depth in recruiting. You know, when you look at the beginning of the year last year, we were 2-2 after the first 4 games, and you're tied with USC in the fourth quarter, and then you have a 7-point loss on the road to Arkansas State where you fumble the ball inside the 10. I mean, playing some really good football. Then Armani goes down, and we had some injuries on defense, and you just saw the thing spiral.
Yeah.
Won 2 of the last 3 games, beating San Diego State on the road, had a really good game against Hawaii, and then won the last one. So you see what we're capable of doing. So with this class coming in, it'll be the first time that we've had all 85 guys on scholarship that you're allowed to have. The year before, we were at 70. This past year,
that's a big jump. That's a 20% increase, and those scholarship players make all the difference.
It makes a huge difference. So if we do our good good job and close out Wednesday well, and then do a really good job with the remaining scholarships we have in February, I think it's going to bolster this roster and give us a chance to truly fight for a Western Division championship.
Now, typically in the division, you're going up against the Boise States and the San Diego States, who have typically had the best programs. Do you think this team, this roster coming up, both youngsters and veterans, can compete with those guys this year?
I do. You know, when you look at the way we finished, we're going to return 19 of the 22 and the 2 deep on offense.
That's huge.
16 on defense. So we got a lot of guys returning. And again, you look at the way we ended the year. You beat San Diego State, who beat Boise State. You know, you go ahead and you beat a Reno team that's won a bunch of games too.
And you guys came back from 3 touchdowns in that game, didn't you? And a lot of your young players made the plays.
They did. I mean, a lot of heck, we rushed for 240 yards in the game. And I think Lexington rushed for less than 60 yards.
I know.
So it was great seeing a lot of guys contribute to that.
And I'm sure they felt it, too, knowing that they're going to get the rock this year in those kinds of situations, in those big games, in the division. It builds their confidence as youngsters.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They're a confident young group, and they really believe that we can go out there and be special.
One of the things that Coach and I were talking about before the show was the kids that are seniors.
Yeah.
That, you know, they've got aspirations to go pro, but you and I have talked about it as well, Jeffrey.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, how do you prepare them that it's not going to happen for them?
Well, you know, the thing is we tell them, hey, chase your dreams. You know, they need to believe that it can happen. That's part of their motivation. It's just all like all of us doing what we love to do every single day, right? However, you also got to make sure you have backup plans, right? You've got to make sure that you're taking care of that academic end. Even if you think you're going to go pro, whether you do or not, I don't know, but I do know that you can take care of that academic end. We tell our kids when we're recruiting them, this is not a 4 or 5 year commitment. This is a 40, 50 year commitment.
Yeah,
you know,
this is for life.
Oh, you're going to probably meet your wife when you're in college, your best man, you know, you're going to develop relationships that'll last you for a long time. So I'm really proud. These last 2 semesters, we'll see how we finish this one. We had the highest grade point averages in UNLV football history.
Fantastic.
We had the highest APR ranking in the history of UNLV football. We've graduated.
That's your academic ranking, correct?
Academic ranking, yep. We've graduated 100% of our junior college transfers over the last 4 years. And right now, I believe David Welley, our academic guy, does a great job. Said we're right about 98% graduation with our high school guys. So we've knocked it out of the park academically, and that makes me really proud because I know these guys, when they leave here, they're going to leave here with something substantial that'll last a long time.
We're here with Coach Tony Sanchez. We're going to take our first commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920, something like that. Yeah. There we are.
Yeah. Amore, Taste of Chicago, is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera, or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top, along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
Hey everybody, need a break from your job, your spouse, the traffic? Escape from it all at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston. A cool as hell cocktail lounge where you can get lost in a world of South Seas exotica with just a hint of Las Vegas kitsch. Order up your buzz from a menu of exotic, out-of-this-world rum drinks or just enjoy an icy cold beer. Relax, gamble, and hide from the world in classic Polynesian style at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, just west of downtown. Frankie's Tiki Room. Just look for the pink neon.
Cheap drinks and cheap thrills at the legendary Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road. See the hottest local, national, and international bands where there's never a cover charge. You've heard the stories. You know the legend. Drink, smoke, gamble at the world's most popular punk rock dive. Birthplace of the original Bacon Martini. Home of the fabled ass juice. Check out what's up at DoubleDownSaloon.com or on the Double Down Saloon app. The Double Down Saloon, where every show is a free show. The Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road, one block south of the Hard Rock Hotel. Shut up and drink!
Here at NBC Sports Radio, 9:20 a.m. with Rebels coach Tony Sanchez, and that's why Jared was playing Rebel Rebel, Your Hair is a Mess, or whatever that was by David Bowie. And his hair is a mess. A couple of announcements. Our friend Clint Holmes is going to be at Samstown on New Year's Eve. Tickets are available for that. Tonight, you can see Kelly Clinton Holmes over at the Bootlegger on South Las Vegas Boulevard for Kelly Clinton Holmes open mic night. Also tonight at the Stratosphere, there's going to be a special celebration. So congratulations to Jails, the star of MJ Live, is going to get a star on the Walk of Fame. And that's at the Stratosphere, 5:30 tonight. And tickets are available for the show at 7 o'clock tonight. And other than that, I think we're in pretty good shape. We want to talk a little bit about bowl games and about the signing and what goes through signing new players to your program, Tony. So, Coach, when you said you visited 20 different families in the last 10 days or something like that?
Yeah, the last 3 weeks, you hit the road basically Monday through Thursday, and you have recruits to come in over the weekend. And so in those 12 days that we were on the road, because there's the early signing day coming up this Wednesday, you got to get into all these homes. So, yeah, 20 different homes in basically 12 days on the road. That's a lot of meals.
How many cars did you give away?
How many cars did we give away? Yeah, we haven't done that one.
When you're traveling like that, Coach, do you take some of your other coordinators with you along the way?
So what happens is I kind of fly into different areas and they pick me up. So, for example, if I'm going to see an O-line coach, maybe another position coach to pick me up from the airport, We'll go visit them, and then they'll drop me back off, and I'll fly to go meet another coach with another player.
And call the D-line coach and say I'm coming in.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what happens. Is we cover a lot of miles, and there's some days where you do 3 home visits in a single day.
Unbelievable. Let me ask you a question while we're in the middle of, obviously, bowl season just kicked off this weekend. We see these unbelievable teams in the Final Four, right? We have Clemson, Alabama, Notre Dame, and Oklahoma, right? Are we ever going to see the day where a UCF, like this year, goes undefeated and can't squeak in against a one-loss powerhouse?
I really think they got to expand it, and I understand it right now. I mean, they just kind of cornered the market there, and I know there's a lot of money.
It's about money.
But, if you want a true playoff, I don't know why you don't do 8 teams. There's no reason you couldn't do 16. I don't think you want to get bigger than that.
I think 8 works, though.
It does. I mean, you're going to get the right teams in there. You're going to have a chance to get a UCF in there. There's no reason they should be left out in a situation like that.
And I think people would love to see sort of that Cinderella story with, hey, listen, that's why they play the games.
That's what makes the basketball tournament so special. When you watch it, that tournament's unbelievable because there's always a team that sneaks into the Sweet 16 or the Elite 8.
There's
going to
be a 5 knocking off a 12, or as we saw last year, for the first time, a 1 knocking off a 16.
Exactly.
Right? Virginia went down.
That was a big deal.
So, I agree with you. I'd love to see a UCF or some of these other schools on the outside that are now looking in to have that chance to get in there to hopefully knock off an Alabama, a Clemson, a Michigan, an Ohio State, or a powerhouse program like that.
No, I agree with you 100%. I've always felt like, it's not truly a playoff unless there's more access to more teams that have a chance to do that.
In the famous words of Jim Mora, playoff.
Exactly.
I think I'd like to go to the Boca Raton Bowl.
Right? Not a
I would
bad
pick that one just by weather. I've been looking at these as a Frisco Bowl, Gasparilla Bowl, Bahamas Bowl, that wouldn't be bad. I'm going just by location.
Well, I'll tell you what, we just want to get ourselves into a bowl.
Yeah, that'd be great, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's the Hawaii Bowl. And these are all this month. So there's plenty. The Cheez-It Bowl. Just about anybody can sponsor a bowl game now, huh?
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite stories was from Mickey Rooney had told us the story about when Notre Dame would play Army every year. And he said back in the day, there was no separate offense and defense. They played both. They played offense, and it was the leather helmets. And Mickey Rooney told the story about this kid that wasn't good enough to make the team for Notre Dame. But every day he'd be walking around with an old man around the field. And he would take care of the equipment and take care of the guys and everything. And the day before the big Army-Notre Dame game, the kid didn't show up. The next day, the day of the game, the kid shows up and he's all suited up. And he says, Coach, can you put me in for one play? And Coach said, okay, put you in for one play. And he received the ball, and he ran for a touchdown. And then he was quartering, he was receiving, he was doing everything. He scored 4 touchdowns. At the end of the game, the coach says to him, I never, the whole season, you never played, you never showed us what you had before. What happened? He said, well, Coach, you have to understand, the old man that you'd see me walking around the field every day was my father, and he was blind, and he never got to see me play until today. His father passed away the day before. But when Mickey Rooney told us the story, he had us like in the palms of his hand. And the coach, it was a true story, and it was Newt Rockne.
No kidding. So that's okay. I've never heard that story.
Yeah, it was just one of those stories. But to have Mickey Rooney tell the story, he's jumping up and down, and we're grown men are crying. our eyes are, I never got to see me play until today. But I'm sure you've had some heartwarming things happen to you along the way. It's bound to happen with kids.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I've coached down for over 20 years, and just, you know, the relationships you make and, you know, some of the tragedies you see kids go through and some of the accomplishments they have. And, I mean, they do become your family.
You become a father figure, right?
There's no doubt, you know, and just the relationships you have with the coaches, the people that you work with, the players, and it really is a family deal, and you really learn to love each other, and, you know, you celebrate each other's accomplishments, and, you know, and you take the hardships, you know, to heart, too. And it's a fun deal. That's probably been the most meaningful part about being a coach over the years.
Is getting to know the families, getting to know the kids.
Absolutely. Just being one little thing that maybe helps them a little bit in their life to become a better person.
I think when you're putting a team together, when you are out there recruiting, part of building the team is building your culture. And those kids and the families they come from go a long way in building the culture. Putting the right kids in the locker room or on one side of the ball or another together, you know, rowing the boat in the same direction.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's funny you say that. We talk about that all the time. You know, one of the jobs as a head coach is, you know, basically climate control, right?
Yeah.
And the climate that you create in your locker room, it's the kids that you invite to come be a part of this great Las Vegas community, be a part of UNLV, and you want to make sure you're bringing good quality character people to make our community and our school better.
Absolutely.
How do you think, if at all, that the Raiders coming here is going to affect your program?
I think it's going to be great. Obviously, sharing a stadium with them. I mean, we have an opportunity now to, you know, play in a world-class facility. I think the football IQ in this town is just going to skyrocket. You know, there's going to be a lot more, you know, interest generated, and it's an exciting time.
So you mentioned earlier about the skills that people learn when they're playing together on a team. What other kind of life skills do players get from doing team sports and then moving on into other areas of life where they're not going to necessarily be playing, but they've learned certain things?
Yeah, that's great. And that's what I think the biggest benefit is of playing sports, right, is you're going to learn to communicate. You're going to learn selflessness. You're going to learn individual discipline. You're going to learn, you know, you're going to learn a hard day's work. I mean, what it's like to go out there and sweat and to hurt and to overcome, you know, adversity, to be a number two and to battle to be a one. I tell our guys all the time, I mean, there are going to be days where, you know, you don't get the promotion that you wanted. You don't get the job that you applied for. You're trying to figure out how to pay your bills. All of these lessons that you learn as an athlete, right, your successes, your failures, your struggles, they just make you a more solid person, more well-rounded, and those things are going to help them later on in life.
And what do you think about giving kids participation trophies, whether they win or lose?
I'm not a big fan of it, honest with you. I think, you know what, we also got to understand that, you know, things need to be earned. You know, I mean, that's part of life.
100%. These participation awards, you're not teaching kids anything. You're teaching them that if they just show up, they're going to get an award. Life doesn't work like that.
And then they feel entitled, and they think they just show up to work, and they're going to get a reward.
Correct.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean,
no life skill taught there.
There's not. I mean, you learn from your successes and from your failures and from your journey in between the both. So I think rewarding people who, you know, don't accomplish things, and it's not that they don't accomplish it, that they just weren't number one, right?
Right.
That other, they need to understand that creates a hunger to want to drive you to be better.
Yeah, exactly.
What's off-season like for you?
There's not much of an off-season.
You're looking at it.
I mean, like for us, our season ended, you know, against Reno, and that Monday we all hit the road and we went recruiting, so... We'll have a day off on Thursday at noon. We'll be off. I'll give the guys off, and they'll be off for about, I think, 12 days, something like that. And that'll be the first day off they've had since the last Sunday in July. So we've been grinding and getting after it, and then we come on back. We get in the weight room, get ready for spring football, and the second signing date in February, and you know, summertime recruiting and camps, and just go, go, go.
There you go.
Do you guys still do 2-a-days in August, or is that a thing of the past?
You're not allowed to do it anymore.
Of course
not.
Yeah,
so we do a walkthrough, and we do a regular practice. You know,
I remember doing 2-a-days in August in high school. I mean...
Triple days when I was at Laney. I mean, that was crazy.
Why are you not allowed to anymore?
Just player safety. They're trying to lessen the amount of contact guys have. You know, they
excessive
want to make
heat.
Yeah.
You can't hit them anymore either, can you?
Keep them away from them. Exactly. Even the amount of days of contact you have. No, at all.
Stop it. What's the matter with you?
He didn't touch me, man. Nobody touched me.
No, it is. I get it and I don't get it. You know, you and I grew up in a different era where they didn't care how hot it was or how dehydrated you were or anything. And I can understand for the safety of the kids, it's probably better off.
You know what? It's a safer game, and it is better. And when you look at it, you know, the player's safety, and I mean, you probably don't need, you really don't need to be banging full throttle twice a day for multiple days in a row.
Especially in Las Vegas, where it's 120 degrees.
We go in the mornings, though. We're a morning practice team, so we avoid that.
So,
100,
so 110 degrees.
Jeffrey and I have talked back and forth. Right? What's your opinion of NFL? We've gone back and forth for the last 2 years, and Jeffrey doesn't like a lot of the calling and the refs. And
I think the product's watered down.
He prefers college. And I prefer more NFL, but, you know, you're in the college game.
I think they're both great. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, like I said earlier, I love the college game. You know, obviously had a lot of years in the high school game. You got to love the NFL because that's the pinnacle. That's where everybody's driving to try to get
Who's
to.
Who's your team, NFL?
The Raiders. I grew up in the Bay Area, so Raiders, A's, Warriors. I'm a Bay Area guy.
There you go.
Oh, yep. They came just for you then.
Yeah, exactly, right? And then we got the A's minor league team coming to
Summerlin. Correct.
That's big time.
They're building a gorgeous facility in Summerlin.
Yeah, it looks great. I saw it this last weekend.
Right next to the hockey facility.
Coach Tony Sanchez from the Running Rebels joining us in studio. I want to thank you for joining us today. We know you got to scamper out of here.
Appreciate it.
So appreciate you coming
Thanks
on
a lot,
anytime
Coach.
You want.
Best Open of invitation. Luck this year. I think you guys are going to knock it out of the park. I see a bowl game coming this year.
There you go. Go Rebs.
Tony. We'll be back after this commercial message. Stay right where you are.
Amore, Taste of Chicago, is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago, is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago, food the way you remember it.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
Hey, everybody, need a break from your job, your spouse, the traffic? Escape from it all at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, a cool-as-hell cocktail lounge where you can get lost in a world of South Seas exotica with just a hint of Las Vegas kitsch. Order up your buzz from a menu of exotic, out-of-this-world rum drinks or just enjoy an icy cold beer. Relax, gamble, and hide from the world in classic Polynesian style at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, just west of downtown. Frankie's Tiki Room. Just look for the pink neon.
Alvin and Jeffers
Thursday. Cheap drinks and cheap thrills at the legendary Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road. See the hottest local, national, and international bands where there's never a cover charge. You've heard the stories. You know the legend. Drink, smoke, gamble at the world's most popular punk rock dive. Birthplace of the original Bacon Martini. Home of the fabled ass juice. Check out what's up at DoubleDownSaloon.com or on the Double Down Saloon app. The Double Down Saloon, where every show is a free show. The Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road, one block south of the Hard Rock Hotel. Shut up and drink!
In touch with the ground, I'm on the hunt.
On NBC Sports Radio, Vegas Nonstop, Hungry Like a Wolf, by special request, Duran Duran.
Duran Duran.
Bond. Simon Le Bond. It's not Bond.
Okay.
A couple of announcements. Our friend Seth Williams, Tuesday and Wednesday, the 18th and 19th, is hosting his fifth annual Toys for Hope toy drive for the Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation, and that's going to be at 6000 South Eastern Avenue. Bring a new unwrapped toy gift and meet Seth Williams of Lotus Broadcasting, who'll be residing in an RV provided by Finley Acura for 54 hours to make this happen. So visit our friend Seth Williams. Again, that's 6000 South Eastern Ave, and bring a toy for the kids. Also, we want to shout out that our friend Gilles from MJ Live is getting an award tonight. He's going to get a star on the Walk of Fame at the Stratosphere. If you've never seen MJ Live, probably the best MJ tribute artist in the world. It's really an amazing show, so we hope you can get to see that. And now we've got a new segment on the show, and I'm going to try and say it. Heather's Hot Hockey Highlights. Heather's Hot Hockey Highlights. And that's it. Take it. Go.
All right, so our first hot hockey highlight of the week was on December 12th when we're playing against the Islanders, which we won. Nosek in third period scoring the game-winning goal, taking it to 3-2. That was the hot play of the day. Now, I've talked to some other hockey fans who disagree. They don't think that was the best moment, but I think it was because that was our first win against the Islanders, and it was because of his goal.
So what island are they from?
They're from Long Island, Hodge, but they're Hodge. Playing in Brooklyn.
Not for long. They're going back to the island next year.
Okay. That particular game was in Brooklyn.
Jeffrey, you agree? Was that a hot play?
Hot.
Yeah?
Hot. Doesn't get hotter than that in Brooklyn.
All right. Our second hot hockey highlight of the week was on Friday, playing against the New Jersey Devils. Horrible game.
Horrible.
Why horrible? Because they lost?
Because we lost. Yeah, we started out looking so
strong.
Not
all games are horrible just because you lose.
But we started off with such a good lead. It looked really good. But I'm going to give the hot play of the night to Carlson with his second goal of the night. The first two-goal game of the season. And I thought that was a pretty hot play.
His first two-goal game, right?
His first two-goal game, yeah. And I thought that was pretty hot.
Hot.
You agree?
Hot or not hot? Hot or not?
Wicked hot.
Wicked
that was
hot.
Wicked hot.
Wicked pizza.
Wicked hot.
Super hot.
Oh, now you're from Boston.
Now we're going to move on to MSG.
No, okay. We got a third highlight of the week. Yes, so against the Rangers. And that one we actually won in overtime. So three very good, very tight games, very close games.
Tight.
Tight and
hot. Tight.
Yeah. We like hot and tight.
So I'm giving the overtime goal. Tuck's goal in overtime, 2 minutes into overtime, and he let us win that game. So that was a good turnaround from the previous game where we got slaughtered in overtime. Well, not slaughtered. I mean, overtime's never a slaughter. It's only it's sudden death, so it's only ever
either
one goal.
You're in or you're out.
Yeah, exactly. But that time we were in, and that was thanks to Tuck. So, hot or not?
Hot.
You're not going to argue with any of these?
No.
Okay.
How can I argue?
All right.
Was any of them an open net? I love the open net. That's my new favorite thing.
How can you like an open net?
I like it.
He just learned how it happens. That's why he couldn't figure out, like, why would there be no goalie?
Yeah.
And it was explained to him, so now he thinks that's the coolest thing about
hockey. I like when it's an open net.
You like pulling the goalie.
Yeah.
Not the open net. You like pulling the goalie.
Yeah. To me,
you can't pull
like
the goalie.
Yeah.
And not say anything.
Okay.
Well, okay. Yeah, but you pull the goalie and you put another player on the ice instead of the goalie, so.
Do you have another hot highlight, Heather?
No, just the three.
Just the three. Okay.
So I have a question.
It's a hat trick. We call it a hat trick in hockey. So
really? Okay.
That's another H. So Heather's hot hockey hat trick highlights.
Are your hot hat trick highlights always going to be Vegas Knight highlights? Or do you...
Probably.
Are you going to highlight other teams as well,
well
that have hot hat trick highlights?
Or anything else that starts with the letter H.
Well, it would have to be a pretty
horrible.
Good play.
Horrible.
Horrendous. Let me tell you about the horrendous highlights from last night.
Are there any teams that start with the letter H?
Highlights.
Hilarious highlights. I like hilarious.
How about the goalie from the Rangers, Henry Lundqvist?
Yeah, there's a guy that starts with the letter H. All right.
But, you know... Our show's in Vegas. It's called Vegas Nonstop, so probably most of them are going to be Vegas highlights. Just got to say, Jeff.
I like having a Vegas sense. Golden Night. Have a Vegas Golden Night. Wouldn't that be just
Golden
fun?
Night.
Yeah, Golden
with
Night.
With an N, not
show.
A K.
Yeah, it should be a promotion.
Sure. Yeah,
it'd
no, we like... should we should have the coach. We should have Monsieur Gallon.
Well, I couldn't say his name, but we could have him.
I heard the color commentator the other night repeatedly calling him Gallant. And I always thought it was Gallant. So
coming from the eastern part of Canada, his name is Gérard Gallant, but
Gérard
most
Gallant.
People don't say it like that, Gallant. So they call him Gallant.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
Hey, Jerry Gallant.
It's like Gérard
Gallant.
We're
going to go to the neighborhood. The car's in the garage. You got the garage key?
That's Chicago.
That's Chicago, Gallant.
Speaking of Chicago, bro.
My Bears.
How about your Bears?
I know. On fire.
I made two future bets in the NFL this weekend.
Yes.
One of them was the Bears at 12-1 to win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And the other one was the Baltimore Ravens to win the Super Bowl, which is a much longer shot after Pittsburgh beat my Patriots.
Know. We're not going to know for like months now.
That's okay.
Hence, future bet.
Hence.
But you get the odds now, right?
Okay. Oh, you get better odds. Okay.
I get better odds now, right? Because if the Bears are in the Super Bowl, I'm not going to be able to bet them at 12-1 that day.
Got it. Okay. So you'll let us know. You'll let us know after the Super Bowl how much you won.
Well, I got one at 12-1, the Bears, and I got Baltimore 28-1.
Okay.
I like the way they're playing. I like Lamar Jackson. I love this running game, defense. They've been there before. It's an experienced team. If they can squeak into the playoffs somehow, and whether or not they win the division or go in as a wild card, I think they have an opportunity to make some noise. Because I know they could beat Pittsburgh. I know they could beat my Patriots.
I'd like two tickets to Pittsburgh, please.
I think the toughest team to beat right now, probably in the AFC, is going to be the Chargers. Because I'm not sold on Kansas City because they can't stop a running nose.
And that's why our board producers just
lost. Listen,
tonight.
Losing Kareem Hunt was huge for them. I think it also caused a little turmoil in the locker room. Listen, I hate to say it. Andy Reid, notorious. He'll go 13-3 during the regular season and choke in the playoffs. I mean, that's his MO. So Mahomes is still a rookie, no matter how good he's having a season that he's having. I mean, the kid's great, and they're going to be wonderful. But I think on paper, I'll take the Chargers right now, just what we saw from Thursday night. I mean, this is one of the best football weekends we've seen in a long time.
Now, you're in the Superbook, and I looked in the paper today, and most people went 2-3 over the
weekend. I went 2-1.
Yeah, which one was the tie?
I can't think right now. It was a three-point game.
Your Patriots killed me.
I bet Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
On the money line.
Yeah, two tickets to Pittsburgh, please. Tonight we've got the New Orleans Saints against the Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton in Carolina. Carolina, as they would say, would be home dogs. It was a weekend for home dogs.
Yeah,
dog weekend.
Yeah.
Carolina +6.5 and over and under being 52.5. Jeffrey with a G. Line one, go ahead.
Well, this is now a very, very big game
for... I think we're frozen. I don't know if you can check.
But... You think I'm frozen?
No, it's a
Frozen.
Nice
I feel pretty good.
I think we're going to have Jared sing the song from Frozen.
This game is now really a huge game for the Saints because with the Rams losing last night as two touchdown favorites to Nick Foles and the Eagles, the Saints can take sole possession of first place in the NFC tonight with a win. And I've been telling you for how many weeks now, Cam Newton ain't doing it.
I know. You've been saying it.
I know. The guy just doesn't have it. His team doesn't have it. Ron Rivera doesn't have it. A lot of talent on paper, a lot of experience, but when push comes to shove, they shove. They don't push.
Yeah, well, okay, so you're going to take the Saints
and
minus
6.5?
What's
the difference between pushing and shoving?
That's for another conversation.
Okay.
lubricant? I don't know.
Wow.
Listen, at one point, the Panthers...
You know, could have got a timpani.
Oh, okay.
You know, the Panthers at one point, halfway through the season, were 6-2. They've now lost five straight games. and they're finding new ways to lose games against mediocre teams.
How about the Cowgirls?
Well, forget it. They just laid an egg. They didn't even show
gracious.
Up. They how about the Giants
that
at
was
home?
Painful.
You get shut up by Tennessee?
Painful. Painful.
How'd you like to go home and tell your mom you got shut up by Marcus Mariota? Awful. Terrible. Should be ashamed.
I think it's time to take another commercial break, and we're going to come back with more NFL. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920. Stay where you are.
Amore, Taste of Chicago, is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
Hey everybody, need a break from your job, your spouse, the traffic? Escape from it all at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston. A cool-as-hell cocktail lounge where you can get lost in a world of South Seas exotica with just a hint of Las Vegas kitsch. Order up your buzz from a menu of exotic, out-of-this-world rum drinks or just enjoy an icy cold beer. Relax, gamble, and hide from the world in classic Polynesian style at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, just west of downtown. Frankie's Tiki Room. Just look for the pink neon.
Cheap drinks and cheap thrills at the legendary Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road. See the hottest local, national, and international bands where there's never a cover charge. You've heard the stories. You know the legend. Drink, smoke, gamble at the world's most popular punk rock dive. Birthplace of the original bacon martini. Home of the fabled ass juice. Check out what's up at DoubleDownSaloon.com or on the Double Down Saloon app. The Double Down Saloon, where every show is a free show. The Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road, one block south of the Hard Rock Hotel. Shut up and drink!
The lights are on.
that you're addicted to gloves. John and Sky with Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. And I'm not responsible for picking that song, but it was that was one of the most popular songs ever, I think, from Robert Palmer. Gonna have to face it, you're addicted to love. And a popular video from when MTV just came out.
Yeah, you the like androgynous women.
Androgynous, if you can spell that. I don't know that you can, but
it
was a very popular song, and Robert Palmer passed away like way too young. But I think of MTV and lots of drugs with that song, staying up all night.
What was the first video on MTV?
Video Killed the Radio Star.
Ding.
That was the first song that they played.
Yes.
The first video.
I think the first one I saw was Madonna, Like a Virgin.
He asked what was the first one on MTV.
He likes answering his own questions.
Right.
Yes,
he's
I
got his
do.
Own questions going on in his head.
And Heather's got an announcement.
Tomorrow and the next day, December 18th and 19th, Tuesday and Wednesday, join Seat Williams of NBC Sports Radio AM 920. That would be this radio station for the 5th annual Toys for Hope Toy Drive for the Nevada Children Cancer Foundation. Now, he's going to be in an RV provided by Findlay Acura, and that RV is going to be parked at 6000 Southeastern Avenue in Las Vegas. Bring a new unwrapped toy or gift and meet Seat Williams right there at his RV.
And if that RV's rocking, don't bother knocking.
Wow, okay.
Stevie Ray Vaughan? What? Stevie Ray Vaughan? Is that a Stevie Ray Vaughan line?
No, that's
yeah, if these walls are rocking, don't come a knocking.
I think a lot of people did that song.
Houses are rocking.
Houses are rocking.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, correct? Yes. Thank you.
All right.
I thought it was Cheech and Chong. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in.
No, and they didn't even do that song.
Right.
They didn't do that one. Dave's not here, man. So we're coming down to the end of the NFL season. We've got the Redskins playing the Titans and the Ravens playing the Chargers on Saturday. And then Sunday, my Bears are playing the 49ers, which amazingly somehow, Tanya, 49ers won yesterday. And Jeffrey with a G, what about the Redskins? Redskins won yesterday also.
Who cares? Where are the Redskins?
Clint Holmes cares. Lissa Baker cares. Lots of people cares about the Washington Redskins.
Redskins aren't going anywhere.
They're not going anywhere.
Dallas, as bad as they looked yesterday after a 5-game winning streak, is going to wrap up that division. Although Philadelphia definitely helped their chances last night. The Giants laid an egg at home with a slight possibility of being able to make a comeback. But AFC East is pretty weak considering that's where the defending world champs come from. But there's a lot of good football to play. I'm excited to watch the game tonight because as of late, the Saints haven't been playing great. They're going to go on the road against a Carolina team that is better than their record is, and yet somehow they find ways to lose games. But I'm taking the Saints tonight, and I'm actually taking the over as well.
Over 52.5?
Actually, it's down to 50, I believe. Hold on. It is currently 50.5. So I'm going to take the Saints minus 6, and over 50.5, I'm looking for a 35-24 win.
Any opinion?
Well, first you have to watch the Golden Knights game. They're playing in an hour. Why would you be talking about football when we've got the Knights playing in an hour?
Interesting game with the Knights tonight. They're in Columbus. It's their only game in Columbus this year. And finally, Coach Gallant is going to give Fleury a rest tonight. So you're going to see Malcolm Subban in net.
Fleury.
Which is why
he's a Toronto boy.
Which is why Columbus is minus 150 tonight. But I like the Knights tonight. I like their momentum after their big win at MSG yesterday. I think they take it into Ohio. They're 7-2-1 in their last 10 games. Columbus is not great in their last 10. I'm going to take Subban and the Knights plus 30 cents tonight, along with the Saints and the over.
Three-team pick.
There you go. Saints. Over in the Saints and the Vegas Knights.
Oh, okay, that's just...
All right. That sounds good.
I don't know what that meant. Was that 60 seconds?
45 seconds.
Okay. Once again, I want to thank Coach Tony Sanchez from the Running Rebels for coming in. Heather Vail for Heather's hot hockey highlights.
And it was a hat trick.
And we're going to be at Amore Taste of Chicago right after the show. If you want to stop by for pizza and podcast, come and visit us. And then Friday we'll be at the Double Down, 12:30 in the afternoon for Live from the Ladies Room. Like us and share us. We're on iTunes and everything else. Go to the website, VegasNonstop.com. Eat well, party hard, my friends. Jonathan Scott saying, be nice to each other. Happy holidays. Cheers.
Cheers.